Books on Tape presents The Deceived by Brett Battles, read by William DuFries. Chapter 1. The stench of rotting food and diesel fuel hung over the dock like it had been there forever. Even inside the small warehouse, the foulness overpowered everything. That was until the man in the light gray coveralls opened the door of the shipping container. Suddenly, death was all Jonathan Quinn could smell. Unflinching, he scanned the interior of the container. With the exception of a bloated body crumpled against the wall to the right, it was empty.
"Shut the door,"
Quinn said.
"But Mr. Albina wanted you to see what was..."
"I've seen it. Shut the door." The man, he had said his name was Stafford, swung the door shut, locking the handle into place.
"Why's this still here?"
Quinn asked. Stafford took a few steps toward Quinn, then stopped.
"Look, I got a dock to run, okay? I got a ship out there that's only half unloaded."
He sucked in a tense, nervous breath.
"I got customs people all over the place, you know? It's like they knew something like this was coming in today."
Quinn raised an eyebrow. "Did you know it was coming in today?"
"Hell no,"
Stafford said, voice rising.
"Do you think I'd be here if I did? I'd have called in sick. Mr. Albina's got people who should take care of this kind of crap."
Quinn glanced at the man, then turned his attention back to the container. He began walking around it, scanning it up and down, taking it all in. After a slight hesitation, Stafford followed a few paces behind. Quinn had seen thousands of shipping containers over the years, on boats, on trains, being pulled behind big rigs.